Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. I recently listened to a long interview, where a Christian apologist was on a podcast with a bunch of comedians, not Christian comedians, just comedians. And we're at an interesting time in our national conversation that people of faith are able to express their views without, you know, being mocked and looked down upon. And so that was happening. And, you know, I'd be hesitant to recommend the podcast just because the comedians talk like comedians. But the Christian apologist did an incredible job representing the faith. And one of my big takeaways was this. One of the people in the podcast was saying, well, come on, you know, my dad, while he doesn't espouse any particular religion, is one of the best people I know. And he lives a Christian lifestyle. Isn't that enough? Even though he may not believe in God, he lives a very godly life. Isn't that enough to be allowed into heaven? And the apologist pointed out something that he gets asked quite a bit, and which I've heard come up in other Christian debates, which is, what is a moral thing that an atheist can't do? Name one good deed that a Christian can do that an atheist can't do. And sometimes people get stumped by this question, but he answered it in the best way I think possible, which is this. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he said that was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let's read the passage from Matthew 22. This is Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, which says, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." You might say that an atheist can very well do the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, let's set aside that when we were living in sin and living for ourselves, that very often our motivations were not what we thought they were, that we were motivated out of a sense of justifying ourselves or showing the world that we're a good person. They were, at root, selfish motivations. But let's set that aside to say that maybe you can love your neighbor as yourself as an unbeliever. But you cannot do what Jesus says is the most important commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. On this depends all the law and the prophets. It means everything that came before was to point us to love God. And isn't that the whole point, we would say, of Christianity? It's not a religion, it's a relationship. We want to know God and be known by God. Jesus says in John 17 that this is the whole point of eternal life. John 17, 3. "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So the point is not that we do good deeds so that we can one day go to heaven when we die. The point is that we know God, that we have eternal life now because we have a relationship with God. And it is impossible for an atheist to do the most important commandment, which is to love the Lord your God. And the only reason that we can as believers is because he first loved us. So the one moral act that an atheist cannot do is the most important command that we are given, which is to know and to love the Lord our God. And we know and love him because he showed us what love looks like. "Greater love hath no man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends." And that's what Jesus did, which enables us to do the second commandment, to love one another, which is all fueled by our love for the Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for your great love for us. And we thank you that because you first loved us, we can love you and we can know you. So God, help us to take advantage of that fact, the one benefit that we have above all others over those around us who are not believers, is that we get to know you, we get to be in a relationship with you. And God, may that motivate us to share the good news, to be lights in a dark world, and to let people know what it is to walk in a relationship with you. You are good, God. We thank you for your word and for what it has for us today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.